From Shaw and Partners, Tuesday morning, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Here we go. We got some life here. We got some hammers swinging.
They have. Actually, this is building consents, and I'm actually talking to a home builders conference later on this week, or the crowd, good folk at Navigation Homes, and I think they can be cautiously optimistic about this number, and I think home builders generally will welcome some good news, won't they? Building consent data for September, released yesterday by Stats New Zealand. Building consents have actually been remarkably stable, Mike, since about mid-late 2023. They've been sort of quite flatlining, and that's after having grown, of course, very strongly from 2010-11 right through to that crazy peak in 21-22. But the last 2 and 3 months, they're definitely starting to lift. So you had 3,747 new homes consented in September. That's the raw number. You apply the seasonal adjustment, and it's a 7.2% lift from August, which is strong, and it follows a 6.1% lift from the previous month as well. So this is the highest number of new homes consented in September for a couple of years. Now, it's always a brave call, Mike, to call a trend, but I think we can make that tentative call. Stats New Zealand also published what they call their trend numbers, and the trend numbers, as I say, having been remarkably consistent in the last 2 months, a definite uptick. Standalone houses, 1,601, that's 16% higher than last year, so there's a big lift there, and also multi-unit consents, they're actually up 37%. Compared to last year, but you've got to be careful with those because by their very nature, they're lumpy. Total consents, quarter on quarter, 9.8% gain, but year on year, here's the more telling stat because it removes some of that short-term volatility. It's up 3.6% year on year, and that's led by those multi-unit homes. So, look, I wouldn't pop the champagne yet, but early signs are that things are getting better. And just one final point on this, Mike. We've spoke a couple of times in the last 2 or 3 weeks. It's about something stirring in Auckland.
Yep.
Auckland's stirring, and I think that's really important in terms of looking ahead to 2026. Auckland up 6.8% year on year, so better than the national average. And Wellington's actually up 11%. I don't know what's going on there, but both are outstripping Canterbury. So what the heck? Non-residential really just going sideways at the moment. We haven't seen a lift there yet. But yeah, I think that's good news.
Yeah, it is good news. Prices are stirring in Australia. There's no point leaving the country because you can't afford a house in Sydney anymore.
My gosh. They're talking about what's happening here, all good lead into really what's happening across the Tasman, because very fortunately they released building approval numbers yesterday as well, and some house price information. So building approvals in Australia up 12% month on month. Got to be careful with that. They were very strong in Victoria, but that data has been quite volatile. If you look at it on a quarterly basis, they're just up 0.1% quarter on quarter. So we look a bit stronger on that basis. But the house price data, October Cotality Home Value Index, up 5.6% year on year. So their housing market quite a bit stronger than ours here. And it's accelerating away again. If I annualize the quarterly number, quite a bit higher than 5.6%, looking at sort of almost probably a double-digit run rate on that basis. But yeah, the capital cities, Sydney 4%, Melbourne 3.3%, these are annual numbers, Adelaide 6.7%, but here's the rock stars, Perth 9.4%, and Brisbane 10.8%. So Brisbane clearly the hotspot. They got the Olympics up there, they got the good vibe up there in Queensland. But yesterday was quite interesting in terms of Aussie numbers, Mike, because those numbers, those price numbers, released against, you know, you got this backdrop of lifting inflation
right.
And falling job ads yesterday. So they had a Melbourne Institute inflation number and quite subdued household spending and only rose 0.2%. And that followed a downward revision to August as well. So the volumes estimate on that household spending was the lowest growth in the year. So really mixed signals from the Aussie economy, Mike. They've got Melbourne Cup, RBA today over there.
Yes.
Always a chance of a bolter in the Melbourne Cup, but no chance, I don't think, of a bolter RBA rate cut. No change expected.
No, exactly. What was going to be a change is no longer, I think. Now, what are the numbers?
So right now, the Dow Jones, sort of mixed signals from US markets. The US earnings season continues. And what is it, day 34 of shutdown? Tomorrow we'll be equaling the record, and no signs of any sort of bending on either side there. Dow Jones, 47,406, down 157 points as I look at it. That is a third of a percent. The S&P 500, though, it is up 11 points, 6851.16%. And the NASDAQ up 154 points, 0.65%, 23,879. The FTSE 100 lost 16 points overnight, 9701. The Nikkei storming. It's so strong at the moment. Up 1,085 points, 2.12%, 52,411. Shanghai Composite up just over 0.5%, 3,976. The Aussies yesterday gained 0.15%, that is 13.8894, and we gained just a small gain in the NZX 50. Although I was looking like on the last 11 trading sessions, the NZX 50 is up in 10 of those sessions. So that's quite good. Kiwi dollar, though, it is not up. 0.5707 against the US. So weakening off there. Against the Aussie, 0.8732. It's ugly. 0.4949 against the euro. 0.4340 pounds. 87.96 Japanese yen. Gold hovering around 4,007. A Brent crude, $65.17.
Yeah, well, Mac, we'll catch up tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.